Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's calling, tall pines are humming when Christmas time's coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy to all? Hear them singing when it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home.
Reading from Psalm 127, verse 3 through 5. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. That was Psalm 127, verse 3 through 5.
Now reading from Nehemiah 4:14. And I looked, and I rose up and said unto the nobles and the rulers and the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses. Nehemiah 4:14.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Thursday, December 8th, 2022. Well, what do you think, Joyce? We have these two special guests in the studio. I can't wait to introduce them to our friends. In fact, they're going to be a part of our open house on Saturday. Them and a number of their children are going to be singing praises to the Lord, helping facilitate this Advent time, sharing God's goodness through song and some testimony time. And they're going to be our special guests, but we're going to introduce them in just a moment. But I'm here at our Springfield studio. Love being with you, Joyce. And Donna's going to be involved in all this, and Tim and the staff, and you've been working hard behind the scenes. So before we introduce our two special guests, tell us what's happening with this open house tomorrow and then Saturday.
Wow, I'm excited, Mark, that we're going to be able to see our listeners again, and mm-hmm. we're having some little singers come in and children, and that's something new for us. We've not done that in the past, and so it's just an exciting time getting ready for Friday for coffee and tea and cookies, and then Saturday we'll have our sandwiches and some snacks and hear some music, so just some exciting times.
Yeah, Friday it'll be 1 to 4 p.m., and then Saturday 11 to 3 p.m., and our special studio guests, Rick and Cindy Mulkins, are going to be singing. I think they're going to be bringing five of the eight children will also be singing and participating in our open house. So that'll be Saturday, 11 to 3. But I think we're thinking around noonish, maybe 12:30, you'll begin presenting and sharing. But we've been talking before this program about some of your ministry work and how God has been at work in your family's lives. And even in your work with Cynric Painting, and Cynric being for Cindy and the Rick part being for Rick, and how they've dedicated their business. It's kind of like their ministry work.
Right.
They get to go and paint and do remodeling, but they get to witness. They get to witness to God's goodness and how he's at the center of their ministry work. It's that Colossians 3:23, I think. Whatever you do, work at it with
all
your heart is working for the Lord, not for men. So you're working for the Lord. Yes, you're paid by the clients, the customers that you have, but you ultimately see your job as working for the Lord. And one thing you're doing for the Lord, and I think, Cindy, you mentioned this in your opening remarks, children are a gift from the Lord, and we're called to raise them up in godly ways. And with eight children, you've been doing that for about 13 years. I think you have from a six-month-old to a 13-year-old, so you have a quiver full, and I think, thank you, God, for your grandmother, I believe, who's watching the children now.
Amen. My mother-in-law, actually.
Okay,
mother-in-law.
The children's grandmother.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
she's a trooper.
I know a little bit, just getting to know you two from today's program, but Cindy, I was told that you have this gift of music, but somebody kind of nurtured you or encouraged you to use it to God's glory with your children. Walk us through this music ministry that your family has.
Yes, so we were at a church service and we watched a family, actually a family of 10. They had 10 kids, and they were singing and playing instruments and...
Now, Rick, is that a challenge for you? Did you say, hey, I only got 8, I see 10, I'm going after this.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Yes. Well, that's actually always been my prayer. I always mess around. I say, we want 10, but it was actually long before that. But we saw this family, and they were such a sweet family, and we have gotten to know them. And one of the things, as I met the mother, she challenged me. We were talking, how do you have time with all the kids, and how do you sew into them and find something that you can do together? And she said, do you sing to them? I said, no. I said, we can't really hold a tune. We have no musical background. I sang a little bit at church growing up. But she's like, oh, honey, she said, you just sing to them. Open up your hymnal and just start singing. Sing during a diaper change. Sing while you're cooking. And in time, she said, they will participate. They will remember the words to that hymn, and they will sing along. And I thought, okay. Amazing Grace, that's one that everyone knows. So we started with that, and I kid you not, within a day or two, they knew the lyrics. And I saw smiles on their faces, and I told my husband, I said, oh my goodness, this is something they all enjoyed doing. Mom likes it, and we're together. And togetherness is very important as a big family, because everyone today, is separated. So we try to do things that bring us together, and we just started singing. So now the joke is we're still really good friends with this family, and I always thank her for it, because I feel like the Lord really brought her in my life as a mother, because she has grandkids now. So she was an encouragement. She was that woman in the Bible that, the Lord talks about encouraging the younger mothers and passing the tradition. So I feel very blessed to have met her. I feel like the Lord brought her in my life.
Now, Rick, with your 8 children, I know Cindy's your
Help.
Beloved wife,
Help.
But how did she come into your life? Was it love at first sight? Did you see her from a distance? Because she's coming all the way from Iraq. So were you born in the States or born in Iraq?
So I am Assyrian. Mm-hmm. Assyrians, like the Assyrians in the Bible, so different. And my parents and my brothers were all born in Iraq, and I was the only one born in America.
Mm.
So, yes, they migrated in the early 70s.
And then when did you meet up with her, Rick?
Yeah, I grew up in this area. I'm born and raised in Central Illinois. I went to school here, small town kid. I had an opportunity to move up to Chicago. Kind of always had that bigger city dream, the grass is greener on the other side, if you will, mentality. And so moved up there for work after attending college and met this woman. And nowhere, just amazing, other than knowing Assyrians in the Bible, never met an Assyrian per se before in the past. And so obviously familiar with them in the Bible, but we met and got the opportunity to talk, and we worked together at a previous company that we both worked at the time. Anyway, fast forward, it's an amazing journey. I would have never imagined that we would have 8 children. Like, I couldn't even, that's a whole nother segment we could have talking about it. I would have thought 1-2 kids were good. She always had the dream and the vision, if you will, of a large family, and I thought it was 3 or 4 and 5 or 6 and 7. Hey, 8, are you okay now? Like, and the funny thing is she'll still say, I'm still young enough, maybe 1 or 2 more, and I'm Lord help, but it's such a tremendous blessing. We just enjoy what we get to do. And this whole thing that she was just talking about, I couldn't be more proud of her and watching the kids flourish in their singing. It's just a great way for us as a family. She hit the nail on the head. When you have a family of this size and ranging from 13 to 6 months, it is kind of challenging to find some similarity, some similar interests. And this is something specific that we can do as a family. And more importantly, not about us, but being able to be a blessing to other families as we do this singing ministry.
And if you just tuned in, this broadcast is archived at WLUJ.org and GreatNewsRadio.org, because Rick and Cindy Mulkins and 5 to 6 of their children will be here on Saturday putting on a concert, just leading in worship and sharing some of their stories. And you'll share maybe a little testimony, and there'll be time for you to sing. Now, Rick, were you a singer, or was Cindy the catalyst to get you to start singing?
Oh, gosh. The joke is, I always tell people, I sing tenor, 10 or 11 miles away from the event, right? So, no, I can't hold a tune. I don't do any singing. I'm just that proud dad encouraging them. It's certainly Cindy. She's been the advocate and the one that's singing with the kids.
Now, will you be on the keyboard?
No, I don't. I'm not. You know what I'm going to be? I'm just going to be on the sideline cheering them on and praying for them.
You're like the roadie.
I'm the roadie. I'm just hanging out with them.
Get it set up and then let
them sing. No, I don't do no music background, no singing background. That's all been Cindy and and
but
kids.
But I'll challenge you, Rick, because you don't have to do a solo, but the Lord is really clear. We're all to sing a new song.
Oh, yes.
So that doesn't mean we have great voices, but he has really commanded all of us to sing. And maybe it's in your head, too.
There you
but,
go.
But don't ever minimize just the fact that you sing out. Some of the most animated people that I know that can't sing, but I love that they're passionate about just shining and singing out to the Lord. So we'll stretch you a little, and maybe we can get you.
I like
we can
that.
Get him, Cindy,
I'll
to sing
it.
A time
we
or two.
Have one that we're including Dad in, so we're pushing him in that direction, whether he knows it or not. We're getting him in.
we'll work together on
I
this.
I love it.
Well, Rick, I know it's Thursday, and Tim is usually here in the studio. We've assigned him doing some special projects, and I think next week, Donna Leland is going to join me in the studio, and we're going to talk about some of the ministry work she's doing for the WLUJ family of stations, and also she's going to assist in Great News Radio. You'll hear Donna Leland on some upcoming Thursday editions of Mark and Friends. But, Rick, give us a little snapshot into some of your faith journey and then how you hope to see God using your family, your wife, and even your work with Centric Painting and Remodeling. So you do painting, commercial painting, residential painting, and some kind of remodeling?
Yes, that's correct.
So a little overview of your testimony and then this work that you do as a family.
It's a great question. I grew up in the church. My dad's a pastor, actually, of a local church here in town, and was very blessed to have parents who love the Lord, who put God as a priority. I will tell you, in my life, personally, I was a lot like Jonah. I knew God. I knew the things of God, but I didn't have a personal relationship with him. In fact, as opportunities continued to present themselves for me to pursue ministry opportunities, I just kept running. Mm-hmm. And it was more like, I don't want to know. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want the accountability is what I was ultimately trying to say there. Anyway, so fast forward, I graduate from school down here in Central Illinois, and I move up to Chicago, and I really got consumed with material possessions, with making money. I came from a very meager upbringing. My mom and dad didn't have a lot in terms of financial resources, but a ton in terms of going back into the ministry side of things and just love for the Lord. And so that propelled something in me that said, you know what, I'm going to go to this big city, I'm going to make as much money as I possibly can, and I'm going to change my life and my circumstance. And so as I did that, what I realized, the more that I achieved, the more I obtained, actually the further I got away from God and the more empty that I felt. And I'll never forget, I don't want to, for time's sake here, but it was an evening, I lived downtown in a high rise overlooking Michigan Avenue, and I just felt emptier than I ever had before in my life. And so I just fell to my knees and I said, God, please forgive me for what I've done. And I want to live my life intentional and serve you for all of my days. Well, shortly thereafter, Cindy, I met her. She actually...
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes, this is amazing. I've always said that I'm so proud of her because she actually has grown up in a non-Christian home. Her parents weren't saved or aren't saved even today. In fact, there's not a single person in her family that is professing Christianity. Hmm. And so to be able to see her and her walk with the Lord has been an extreme blessing and just a great encouragement. And so we met and we were up in Chicago, and then we just got plugged into a church and started attending church together and putting God as a priority. And then we started having our children, and that just continued to unfold. And it's just been amazing.
Just one more. We did it one at a time because I knew if I threw out, we'd love to have 10, I think he would have a heart attack.
Yeah.
So I just said, how about a child? How about another?
You know, one more wouldn't be too
cute.
We still got one more bedroom.
She needs
we
a
could
buddy,
still...
you know?
Yeah. And how many boys and girls in the mix?
There's 5 boys and 3 girls.
5 boys and 3
and
girls.
The girls are petitioning for another girl, and I'm on board.
Yeah. She's wanting another one. So, hey, pray for us in that way.
Sure, sure.
I said, I'm getting tired, honey, even though she does 98% of the work, right? In my grandma's kitchen, there used to be a sign that said, behind every successful man is an exhausted woman.
Mm.
And, Cindy's the perfect definition of that exhausted woman. But I couldn't have fathomed the life that we live now in terms of having these children, seeing doors open for us as far as ministry opportunities. Like I said earlier, I was like Jonah running, but now as I continue to get older, I just see, Lord, we just pray for doors to open for opportunities where we can sing and I could preach a message. And so we've had the opportunity to travel some churches, and we just want to continue to do that. And so it's just been wonderful to see where the Lord's leading.
And Rick, I already pointed out earlier with CINRIC, your residential and commercial painting company,
yeah.
I said, oh, you put Cindy first. That was good. You already graduated.
Priority. Yes, priority.
So,
yes.
Cindy, how do you see this business as a ministry work that obviously Rick is overseeing other painters and individuals, but how have you been involved in it?
It's been a blessing to us, honestly, from day one. So everything we do, we like to do together as a family. Because when you do have a big family, forget a big family, when you have a family, you want to include the members of your family together. And when they are together, they're going to stay together. Mm-hmm. So if I put an important job for my daughter, she's going to feel needed. It's mommy needs her. And same thing for my son. And same thing my husband has done for me and I've done for him. So this business has been such a blessing. Every member of our team, we've prayed in. Mm-hmm. Okay, God has brought us each and every person. And the kids know them. We try to fellowship with them. And then as we go on to clients' houses, it's our ministry. We get to go out and we get to witness to them, not necessarily like shoving it down their throat. We always encourage them just to be a light for Christ. Just off our actions, being kind, going above and beyond. If it's an elderly couple and there's sticks in their driveway, help them pick it up. So we do that. And we know that we pray for each job before we start the job, because putting God first, up front and center, and our life and our business and our day is utmost important. I've noticed that when we pray for the day, we have peace. Mm-hmm. Not that you're not going to have a trial or you're not going to have a problem, but you're going to have peace knowing that the good Lord is with you and he's going to get you through that day. So we use it as a ministry to pray for people, to witness to people, to love on people. And it's been a blessing from day one.
Our shop is located in Pawnee. It's our office and our shop where we do a lot of spray work and stuff like that there. But there's a sign, I coined a phrase a long time ago. It says, seeing places transformed is gratifying. Seeing people transformed is glorifying. Hmm. Our whole life is contingent on transformation. So obviously from what we do as a skill set, yes, we get to go into these places and help people fall in love with their homes again. But really for us, it's so much bigger than that. It's seeing these lives transformed with not only the individuals that work with us, but even the clients that we get the opportunity to serve each and every day.
Joyce, I don't know if you saw me writing down, but I wrote down George Bailey in Bedford Falls.
Yes.
You know, savings and loan and how he wanted to help
yes.
families.
Yes.
And that's the picture I had of both Aww. Of you, kind of helping the bring the turkey and
I
designating
love
the
and
new
And he
home.
Always did the right thing.
Yeah, yeah.
We just watched it the other day, and it was such a sweet movie. I love that he felt bad, but he knew it was the right thing, you know, and he always did the right thing. I love that.
Well, we just have a few more minutes, and so Cindy, I wanted to hear a little of your faith journey, how you came to know the Lord, grown up in America, but with your parents immigrating from Iraq and not knowing the Lord. How did that faith journey begin?
Well, God plants seeds from the beginning. So we grew up in an Assyrian Catholic, non-practicing Catholic house. We went to church every Sunday. My mom and dad never did, ever. And I remember growing up, women at the church would say, "Where are your parents?" And I would say, "Well, my dad's at work and my mom's home cleaning." And I remember one lady telling me, "Well, you should tell your mom and dad to come to church." So I told my mom, and my mom said to me, "Well, don't let them ask you those questions. I have to be home cleaning because I work and I work overtime. You know, so I'm working all the time." But God plants seeds. God gave me my grandmother, my mother's mother, who is in heaven now. I am sure of it. She was a godly woman, and she prayed for me, and God placed her there in my life, and she planted the seed for me to be steadfast. And as I was growing up in the world, I wanted to be a part of the world, and I wanted to fit in. And lo and behold, the Lord sends me this man. For me, it was love at first sight. I don't know if he said that, but for me, it was.
Every man loves to hear that.
Yes, yes. For me it was.
Rick
I did.
Over here beaming away.
Yeah,
so.
I loved his energy and I loved his passion. He was compassionate. He was passionate and he was loving and tender-hearted. And I feel like for us, like our journey began, he knew God kind of straight away and I was going forth. We got married. And we had our first daughter, and I was pregnant with my son, Isaac, and that's when I surrendered my life to the Lord. I was going to church every Sunday. We were going to a big mega church, and I thought, what's the point in all this? I'm going to church. How do I know if what's after? What comes after? Well, I got saved in 2011, And I've never looked back. September 29, 2011, I surrendered my life to the Lord and I got baptized. And it's amazing because the Lord has plucked me away as an onion. So every time He reveals something to me, I felt like David, "Search me, O Lord, and show me if I have any wickedness in my heart and reveal it to me." And God has been so merciful because every time He would reveal something to me. So for a long time it was music. Like I used to listen to secular music or watch secular movies. Now again, this is my own personal walk. Anytime God says, anytime you put something before Him, it's a form of worship.
It's an idol.
So yes, it was an idol. So music was my idol. Movies were my idol. I found myself watching them and listening to them more than learning and putting God's word in my heart where it should be. So the Lord plucked me away as an onion, peeled me back, and God has just been showing Himself graceful and merciful to me in the last 15 years. And now being a mother of 8 children, it's even more impressed on my heart now because we have these kids and we need to disciple them. It's a scary world out there, so it's bigger than me. I got to make sure that they're being trained in the way they should go.
Well, Rick and Cindy, we're excited to share you with all of our listeners, and we can't wait to have you back on Saturday when you're a part of the open house. Maybe, Joyce, you can close why people should come on Saturday between 11 and 3 p.m.
Well, yes, and I'm excited about that because, you know, the verse that come to my mind when they were talking is the one that says, "Tell your children and your children's children of the second coming of the King." And so I think they're going to be a real testimony to our listeners when they come on Saturday. So please come out and join us and have some fellowship with us, and we look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
That's the WLUJ Open House. It's this Friday, tomorrow, and Saturday. Tomorrow there'll be cookies and coffee and I think maybe some cider, hot cider, and some other treats. And then on Saturday from 11 to 3, there will be lunch foods provided, I think hot dogs and chilies and other fix-ins. But the concert will be around 12 or 12:30, and the concert includes Rick and Cindy. Rick, maybe one song we can get him in, but at least 5 or 6 of the children will be there, and Cindy will be facilitating the worship time. We're excited to hear them sing and have other ideas in store for them in the days ahead. They could come back and I think do 2 or 3 more programs because they have a real heart for the family, for godly families growing and being connected together, and the different things that they're doing as a family, I think would really benefit us all. So you'll probably hear more from them in the coming days. And Joyce, we're excited. You and I and Donna Leland and Tim Nelson and Butch and Paul will be here. I think Howard's going to be showing up on Saturday. So come on out, everyone, and enjoy the open house. For those of you in the eastern part of our listening area, the Great News Radio listeners, come to Springfield. We're at 600 West Mason Street, about 5 to 6 blocks from the state capitol. So make a day of it. Come on out either on Friday or Saturday. Friday 1 to 4, Saturday 11 to 3. We'll feed you. You can maybe win a prize. We'll have some giveaways, and there'll be a gift bag for a number of people that show up. So we hope you can be a part of that. And then the concert from the Mulkins family will be around 12:30 on Saturday. And I know some of our board members will be coming out. So come on out and meet with us. It's an open house, so come anytime. Friday 1 to 4 p.m., Saturday 11 to 3 p.m. And if you need more information or directions, just call the WLUJ station at 217-528-2300, 217-528-2300, or 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Joyce Menke, and Rick and Cindy Mulkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.